This message was recorded at Leeds Vineyard during a Sunday morning service. Please feel free to copy or forward it if helpful. We pray that it may be God's word in season for you today.
So, good morning. My name is Gareth, and this is Chris, and we are amongst the leaders here in Leeds Vineyard. So whether this is the first time you've been to this church, or if you're just visiting, or even if you've been members of this church for many years, you are very welcome. Now, whatever state you're in when you came into this church this morning, we truly hope that you find what you are about to hear uplifting, and that you meet with Jesus, and that you leave in an even better frame of mind. Now, we've been coming to Leeds Vineyard for almost 10 years, and we've been leaders here for almost six of those in a small group here in Headingley. And our small group is full of wonderful, talented, gifted people, and it's been a real privilege to be members of that group. And if you're not already members of a small group, then I wholeheartedly encourage you to join one, to seek one out, because that's where church really happens. Now, I'm going to pass you over to Chris, and she's going to start us off on this morning's session called Mining for Gold.
Thank you, Gareth. So if I've learned anything over my 56 years, it's that I'm not perfect. Gareth is, but I'm sadly lacking. Now, society does not do anything to disguise or disagree with that statement. Everywhere we look, there are images of perfection. Perfect fruit in the supermarket. Perfect images on TV and in magazines. On Facebook and social media, everyone is having that perfect weekend, the perfect holiday, and the perfect life. And although there's no yardstick that we are being measured by in reality, we measure ourselves. We're too short, we're too thin, we're too tall, too fat, too clever, not funny enough, not popular enough. Things may have been spoken over us as children. You'll never amount to much. You're not suited to practical work. You're not good at sports. You're bad-tempered. And this was something that was spoken over me as a child, and it stayed with me for a long, long time. Now, it's really hard to break free of all those images and see ourselves as God sees us. I think it's one of the toughest journeys we can make. And even then, I think we fall short of what God actually sees in us.
Thanks. And what does the Bible tell us about what Jesus did in his life on earth? Well, here's just a few interesting Bible quotes about how God has seen us before we are even made. Early on in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, it says that God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And then in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. And later on in Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, for I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope. And in Psalm 139, verse 13, for you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Now, I know it's hard to knit. In fact, I can't. But I can imagine God dropping a stitch here and there. He made us as we were meant to be. And when Jesus came, he saw people differently. He was a great role model for looking beyond what presents on the surface. Think of the Samaritan woman at the well. he saw beyond what others saw in her. And Matthew, one of his disciples, was despised as a tax collector, and yet Jesus saw something quite amazing in him. He mixed with lepers and sinners, the sick, the lame, people that the Pharisees might have wanted to remain hidden.
So if I had one wish, it would be to invent something to benefit the whole of mankind. Here they are my God goggles. Put them on and you will see people differently, as God sees each and every one of us. Imagine if we saw everyone as God sees us. What would this church be like? What would Headingley be like? What would Leeds or the whole of the UK be like? What if someone saw something good in us every single day and told us something that we don't see in ourselves? How would that affect our confidence, our motivation, and our willingness to take risks? God put his faith in the most unlikely characters. Noah was the last righteous man on earth, yet he was a drunkard. Moses, the humblest man on the face of the earth, but he had a very serious problem with his temper. Solomon, the wisest man in the world, but he was arguably the world's greatest sex addict. Hosea was an incredibly forgiving man who grappled with the pain of a wife who could best be described as a nymphomaniac. Wasn't God teaching us then to look beyond what presents on the outside? Wasn't he then showing us what we can do in his strength in spite of our upbringing, our poverty, and that doesn't always mean money, our circumstances and our character? So if God had faith in these seemingly unworthy people, why would he not do the same for us? God goggles can transform how we view everyone who walks in through those doors in this church. The single mom as a strong matriarch, steering her children through the stormy seas of life, helping them to navigate life's journey. The unemployed young man who gives time to help the homeless. A young carer looking after sick parents, losing out on education but gaining in compassion. The senior manager grumpy and self-doubting, longing to break free and do some good. Now, some of you know that my line of work is training and coaching, and I have the absolute privilege to help people move from where they are to where they want to be, and sometimes even where God wants them to be. It's a really, really rewarding career. But I know that God just doesn't want me to stop there. Last year I went to Leicester Vineyard, and it was on a coaching course led by a guy called Tom Camacho from Multiply Vineyard USA. He shared with us his model called Mining for Gold, which you shall see on the screen just now. This really, really struck a chord with me. And those of you who know me and know me well have heard me going on about this endlessly ever since I've been on this coaching workshop. We talk about it in our small group, and I've spoken to a lot of the leaders about it. And we also do a coaching group once a month where we use this as a basis for helping people, to help people grow and develop. It's so simple. It's just a way of looking at people. Tom showed us these three overlapping circles: our passion, our wiring, and our fruits. It's where these three circles overlap that we find the gold in everyone. Our passion is about what we love to do. So someone could be passionate about playing the guitar, but not be gifted in it. Our wiring is about what we are gifted in and our strengths. So another person could have a gift of administration, but it does nothing to excite them. Our fruits are where we've had our successes. Someone else could have a knack for making lots of money, but it holds no joy for them. But imagine if we love to do something and we are gifted in it, and it bears fruit, how amazing would that be? If each and every one of us operated in that golden sweet spot, what could we all achieve? What could we not achieve? If everyone in this church mined for gold whenever somebody new came through those doors, how amazing would that be? So how do we begin this journey of helping others to see themselves as God does? Unfortunately, God goggles are not in manufacture as yet. But we can try to do this by thinking of this model. Now, some of us here knew what we wanted to be at an early age, maybe even achieved it, maybe got lost on the way. Some of us may have never have known what we could be or even imagine beyond our circumstances. Now, if it's true in Jeremiah 29:11 that God has plans to prosper you and not to harm you, shouldn't we at least try to see what those plans are? Shouldn't we, as companions on life's journey, help others when they fail in this? So it's very simple. God wants us to see people as he sees them. What is inside and not on the outside. We just need to ask questions, listen to what they're saying, and listen to the Holy Spirit as well, to discover that wonderful overlap, the gold that's in everybody. So when someone walks through the doors, will we miss a Moses, a Daniel, a Joseph? Or are we going to put on our God goggles and start mining for gold that I truly believe is in everyone?
Now, as mentioned earlier, Chris and I have been running a small group for nearly 6 years. And we were using this model even before we knew what it was. And we've always tried to look beyond the surface, what presents with people, to try and look at what is deep within them. And I'd just like to introduce Andy to you, who's in our group. So please come up, Andy. Please give him a warm welcome. I've got these 400 questions I'd like to briefly ask Andy. So Andy's been part of our small group for a number of years, and it's quite safe to say that Andy has undergone quite a transformation in the last few months. So I wonder, Andy, how would you have described yourself 5 years ago?
5 years ago, it's true to say that I was a completely different person, especially in what I believed, both about myself, about others, and probably also about God.
And what sort of things were spoken over you, Andy?
I've been told throughout my life that there were certain things that I could never do. One example of this is that I would never be a leader.
But we know that's not true, don't we, Andy? I mean, Andy is a leader in our sanctuary on a Thursday morning, and he often leads our group, and he's a very talented man. So why did you believe them, Andy?
I believe them because I've grown up with an extremely negative way of seeing myself and doubting that I could do stuff, and that just affected my whole outlook on life.
So what impact has this mining for gold had on you then?
Well, mining for gold, along with a number of other things I'm doing at the moment, is helping me to see myself in a more positive way, which is having a massive effect on my own self-belief and confidence, my relationship with others, and more importantly, my relationship with God and the appreciation of who I am and who He's called me to be in the kingdom of God.
Wow. So, what do you believe now of yourself, Andy?
Firstly, that I'm significant and that I have my life has a meaning and a purpose. And secondly, that I'm not isolated or on the fringe of the church or society, but I'm part of this amazing thing that God is doing in all of us, bringing us to an awareness of the gold or treasure within, so that we all might together become the community that He's called us to be. both here and all. Here in the world, yeah.
Thank you, Andy. That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Andy, for sharing that. So how about if we make a start to uncover some of the gold deep within you that may have been covered for years? In a moment, I'm going to ask a couple of helpers. I've got some handouts to give out, a piece of paper, with this mining for gold picture on it. All I'm going to ask you to do is to think of one thing that you're passionate about, and place it in the circle that says your passion. I'm going to ask you to think about one thing that you're gifted in, and also one thing that you have had some success in. So you can be thinking about these things while people are handing out the handouts. There are pens as well. I'm going to give you a couple of minutes. So one thing that you're passionate about, one thing that you're gifted in, and one thing that you've had success in or borne fruit in. So be thinking about that and then write it down just for a moment. I would urge you at some point, if you haven't written it down, just to write those things down, just to encourage yourself and to remind yourself about what you are passionate about, what you have had success in, and what you've also gifted in as well. So now comes a bit of a brave bit. What I would like you to do is, with a neighbour, is to share what those three things are. So I'm going to give you a minute, a couple of minutes each way, to share what those three things are. The person who's going to be listening, I want you to really, really listen to what those things are, but I also want you to be listening to what God might be saying. So, for instance, you might not be used to this, but a random thought might pop into your head about that person, and you've no idea what it really means, but it's something positive, and you feel it's something that God is wanting you to share. Now, don't rationalize it. Just be brave and just tell that person what's popped into your head. Now, if it's wrong, it doesn't matter, because absolutely nothing will happen. If it's right, then something amazing might happen for that person. So please do have the courage. If something pops into your head that you feel is for that person, to actually do that. So find somebody to share with, and I'll just give you a couple of minutes each way to share those three things. Off you go. Just have a look around and see if there's somebody who hasn't got a partner as well. If you just turn around, just check everyone's got somebody to work with. So if you haven't already done so, it's time to swap over. So if you've been doing the listening, then swap over with the other person. Share what those things are. Just another 30 seconds and then I'll have to ask for your attention. Okay, if I can get your attention, everybody. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for bearing with me. And just looking around the room and seeing faces light up, I can see some gold. So just put your hand up quickly if you manage to see some gold in the person that you were talking to. A few shy hands, but there are some hands. That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Right, well, I hope you found that interesting and... Some of you, though, it may have left you feeling a little inadequate. And if that's been you, then we'd love to pray for you. Some of you may be confused about your direction or purpose. And if you think that that's you, then also please, in a moment, when I ask, come up so that we can pray for you. We'd love to encourage and bless you because God has put gold within you, whether you know it or not. And we would like to pray for you to help uncover it. So if any of this has struck a chord with you, then please come forward to the front in a moment, and then we'll ask for some nice people to come and pray with you. They won't preach at you, but they will listen, and they will listen to what God is saying too. So please, if you're able, could you please stand now? And we'd firstly like to pray for all of you. So, Father, I thank you for everyone here today and how you have made them. We pray that you can open our eyes so that we can see people as you see them. Open our hearts and our ears so that we can accept who we are as you have made us, and help us to encourage each other in our daily lives. Amen.